I'm Janie, the creator of Alchemy with Janie. This is your one-stop shop for all the magic within yourself that you may not even realize exists. So if you have ever felt unaccepted, judged, unable to fully express yourself, unaware of the magic that truly resides within your heart and your soul, then this is the right place for you to be. My aim for this podcast is to help you become the best, most magical version of yourself and reach the unlimited potential you were truly born to be through your unique magic. So come on in and let's dive deep into you and uncover some of your incredible and unknown magic together. This is the You Are Magic podcast, and you definitely are the magic. Mental health issues is something that is so widely talked about. It's spoken about in so many different ways. But the thing is, and this is my perspective on it, this is my truth on it. Obviously, I've been somebody who's been depressed. I've been somebody who's been on or offered pills, at least, which didn't help. I've been anxious. I've had anxiety most of my life growing up. And I can completely say right now, being on the opposite side of that fence of being not an anxious person, not a depressed person, that those issues, those feelings, because they stem from a thought that then creates an emotion. It's an emotional response, right? Yes, it's mental because it starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. But they never really go away. You, as an individual, just either get better or worse at coping, dealing, processing, and being aware of what is actually going on in your body. So I just wanted to talk on this real quick. I haven't done a script on this. I'm literally freestyling this spontaneously, intuitively. Felt like, oh, I need to do March's podcast episode. What should I do it on? I have about 50 topics sitting in front of me that I could have spoken about, but I just felt drawn to speaking about this today because so many people suffer with anxiety. I have clients who I work with in my Soul Purpose Moneymaker program. And I have people in who come into my world who just have this label that they introduce themselves with of, I have anxiety, or I'm an anxious person. And that's the same label I used to introduce myself with prior to me starting this business, becoming a content creator online. I was a very shy, very highly anxious person. Like, I would feel sick in my stomach just going in for a normal interview with someone, you know, just saying hello to someone or walking in the room and having eyes on me would make me feel sick to my stomach. And I used to literally call myself all these labels of introvert, anxious, shy. And they were really not helpful labels because they kept me believing that that was true about myself. And so when I say mental health issues, the actual issue doesn't go away because they are just a thought, right? The thoughts can always pop into your head whenever they want. But what does get better is you deciding, you taking responsibility and telling yourself, and this is literally what I did, you guys. So I'm not coming from a place of ever judging, like I never do. My wisdom is always meant to be shared to help anyone who's willing to take it on board. And it will transform your life like it has mine, you know. I can literally sit here and list off my top of my head the amount of abuse I've been through. So sexual abuse, more than 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times than I can count, with multiple, like, different people. Family abuse, you know, trauma from childhood, a narcissistic ex and getting pregnant with them, and then court cases and somebody trying to circumcise my child and police at my door every other week. You know, there are so many things. A narcissistic boss, like a narcissistic manager who ended up getting fired in the end. But that was literally where the pivotal point where I had a lot of deep, deep rooted anxiety. So this wisdom comes from the lived experience and me overcoming that and being on the other side of it. And what I have learned is I still have fleeting, very mild, fleeting moments of a thought coming in going, oh, I feel nervous, I feel anxiety. But I am just so much better at coping with it now. I understand the process of that thought and how detrimental it can be, how much drama, suffering, pain, and more issues it can cause in my life. So as soon as that thought comes in, I catch it. I literally observe my thoughts on a daily basis. I'll catch it. I will say, okay, does this thought need to be processed right now? Do I have space to process this emotion right now? Or is it something I can literally chuck away, chuck aside, toss aside, and deal with it at a later moment? Is it that important? And then I deal with it there, right? So if I have like something about anxiety when it comes to doing something new, I know that it's not anxiety, it's just fear of doing something new that I've not done before. And so I will literally tell myself that. I will say, no, you are calm, you are good, you are just doing something new and it's going to be fun. And I introduce fun into everything, even if I'm not feeling fun about it at all, right? I could literally be shitting my pants, like, and I'll literally be sitting there going, I fucking hate this. What the fuck is going on? And my heart will be racing. I will get all of those symptoms of my previous anxious self. But the only difference is I am better at processing it and switching up that perspective. And so what I do is literally take deep breaths in, first of all, so I'll calm my heart racing down. And alongside that, I'm not feeding my mind with the label and the confirmation of I am an anxious person. Oh my God, this is scary. I feed it with what I want to feel instead, right? So I will start to tell myself, I have fucking got this. Like, I am the shit. The universe has my back. I trust everything that is currently happening to work out for me for the best, right? Abundance is always coming my way. Even if I can't see it right now, the universe is literally making room. This is what I asked for. And I've got this. I'm going to do this. And it's going to be a fucking fun experience. I can see it. I can feel it. And the moment you start even telling yourself that, you watch, your body will start to listen to you. Your body listens to your mind. So anxiety in your body is literally listening to your mind, telling it on repeat that you are anxious. I am anxious. I am anxious. Your body is literally listening to your mind, telling your body that it's depressed. It's depressed. I'm depressed. I feel low. I'm depressed. And so the moment you can open your mind and tell yourself, actually, do you know what? Yes, you may be feeling depressed. And I'm not saying to repress emotions. That is not what I'm doing here. I do not repress my emotions. I share my shit. Like, as soon as it comes up, I am literally like in tears some days. And my partner will literally look at me like, he just gets it because he's just, I could have an orgasm on my podcast speaking about my partner's emotional capacity to hold energetic, beautiful emotional space for me. And it's not like he's perfect at it. I teach him, like, we both learn from each other. He teaches me and I teach him what I need as we go. And we're constantly both evolving. Like, our needs change every single freaking day, right? Mine do anyway. he's much more stable and grounded in that way. But he comes from a much more stable environment in terms of his family home. I never did. And so we're the yin and yang. But this episode is not about us and him and soulmates. I'll dive deeper into that if you guys want in another episode. But the thing is, we get to control our mind. And that's the only thing that we actually truly are in control of. And I know I say this over and over and over again in some of my reels or my YouTube channel or my TikToks. But literally, we try and control things outside of ourselves, and that is what brings us the greatest misery and suffering, right? But when you realize that actually the anxiety, the depression, all of those issues, the shyness, the lack of confidence, all of those emotions, emotion is energy in motion, is focused energy that comes from your mind first. No emotion comes without a thought, right? There is always, I'm just going to let you sit with that actually for a second, because I know I can rapid fire speed on this, but I need you to really digest what I'm saying here. When I say every single emotion you feel, happiness, joy, pain, suffering, grief, anxiety, depression, it all stems, the root of it is in your mind. You had to think of a thought that gets you then to that emotion, right? Because that's where you're focusing that energy. And that creates that emotion in energy, that energy in movement, emotion. And so if there is something in your body that is being felt negatively, you don't like that emotion, then guess who gets to control that? You. And that in itself is so magical, because you do not need a doctor. You do not need a therapist. You do not need a best friend. You do not need anyone outside of yourself except your mind to change the emotion running through your body. And I'll say this from a victimhood space as well, because I used to be the victim for so long, right? This is why I attracted my narcissistic ex. And this is what I teach my clients in my Nail Your Narcissist Bootcamp, which you can find in my Magical Rebel Society, which is my membership. You can go and check that out in the show notes below if you want to join, which has all my magical wisdom from 0 to 10K growing on TikTok, starting your own content creation, nailing your narcissist, manifesting your soulmate, like the ego of soul. Everything I teach about is all packaged into that membership. So what I teach my Nail Your Narcissist Bootcamp clients is, if you're being a victim, we live in a world of duality, and one of the laws of the universe is the law of attraction. You attract who you are being. And so if you're being a victim, we also have the law of polarity, which attracts the opposites of who you're being. If you're being a victim, the opposite of a victim is the abuser. If you're being a victim, who are you going to attract into your life over and over and over again in different shapes, sizes, like identities? An abuser. Yeah? So the only way to switch it up, if you constantly attract abusive people into your life, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your bosses, your managers, your relationships, you need to stop being the victim. And it's only when you realize this, understand this on a deep, deep level, that you are able to really reflect and sit with yourself. And this is the hardest thing I find. Like, I have done this over and over and over again, right? I've been a victim to money. I've been a victim to my family. I've been a victim to friends before. I've been a victim to my relationships. And so I've had to stop being the victim in order to stop attracting those abusers. And the moment that I do that, I attract my soulmates in, whether it's soulmate clients, soulmate money, the way I receive money, like my soulmate, obviously my main soulmate, my best friend soulmate. So stop being the victim. Try and figure out, what's holding you hostage? Why are you living in that pain and sorrow when you don't have to? What story, what belief, what thought is causing that pain, that anxiousness, that mental state of mind? Because it is literally a state of mind. And if something is in a particular state, that's energy, right? Again, when we go break it down to chemistry and biology, I don't want to get too science-y in here, but the basics of science is everything is energy. We are all atoms, particles, molecules. And all those states change, right? Water, when it's frozen, it's a state. And it's the same element of water, but it can change state. It can evaporate. It can freeze. It can melt. And we can literally do the same with our state of mind. We can bring the mind into joyfulness, or we can bring it into anxiety. Just like water can be brought into, created into ice, or it can be melted and drank like water to quench our thirst, right? So your state of mind is in your control. I just want you to know this. What are you going to go and change about your state of mind today? The next 30 minutes, the next hour, the hour after that. Can you be more mindful, conscious, aware, and not just on autopilot without a clue in the world of what is going on up there in your mind that's causing the shit show of your life and your reality around you? Because you have the power. You are the magic. You are always in control of your mind. That's one thing nobody can take away from you, unless obviously you drug yourself up and you put stuff in which fucks up your mind. Then obviously, yeah. But then again, that's your actions doing that, right? I truly believe we all have the power to change our state of mind if we choose to do that. The majority of us are choosing to stay victim to it. And that's where we suffer. And then we like to blame outside of ourselves. We like to blame the system. We like to blame other people. We like to blame and criticize. And it's like the world, the reality around you is literally just a mirror showing you exactly what is going on inside of you. Nobody else. I am responsible for my narcissist coming in, right? Because I was being a victim. I have learned that now. So I no longer have the narcissist in my life or my child's life. That is my way of protecting my kid, right? I want the best for my child, which means I am going to change myself in order to make that shit happen. You are responsible. We all are, for our own minds and then our own realities. We are the creators. And this is literally what I teach in my Manifest Magic Workshop as well. And again, guys, you can grab all of this stuff in my Magical Rebel Society, which is linked down below for you if you want to join in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a bit of a, I feel like a half wisdom, half telling off, but the serious magic in this, I just want everyone to know, like, you have the capability to change up your mindset anytime, change up the way you're feeling anytime. A lot of us choose not to do this, especially in the UK. If you're listening from the fucking UK, most miserable country on the planet, whiners, moaners all around you. Don't know if it's the weather or the miserable, just energy all around. Like, I tap into energy 24/7, so I can feel it. But I don't allow that to consume me. I still sit in my happy little bubble. You can see my energy. Every time you talk to me, every time you see my videos, you will know that I'm a jolly, happy, bubbly person. You will not know or even understand or know my story or my pain or my suffering because I release that shit. Like, I don't want to carry that shit. So, you know, unless you listen to my podcast, unless you know my story and you actually listen to me or you're close to me, you won't have a clue. You'll literally think, oh my God, that girl's so lucky. Like, oh my God, that girl's just got such good energy, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, yeah. You know, but you all have the power to do the same. You have that capacity inside of you. So go be magical. Lots of love, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to the You Are Magic podcast with me, Janie. I love spreading magical wisdom to you all, and I'm so grateful to be able to help any souls on their journey. If you absolutely loved this episode, then drop me a like, a follow, and a review so I can continue to bring you the best magical wisdom. If you don't already know me, then please do come and join me on Instagram, which is Alchemy with Janie. That's Alchemy with Janie. And if you want to learn more about any of my courses, programs, or monthly intuitive psychic readings, then check out the show notes below, which will have all the links in there for you. Please do me another massive favor and hit the subscribe button on YouTube and comment below the video if you watch this episode there too. Clicking all those right buttons helps me grow this podcast and reach even more souls on the planet so that we can make this world a much more magical home to live in together. Lots of magical love to you, and I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Mwah.